Om Shanti. Baba Sakar Murli. Date is 13th March 2023. Essence. Sweet children, while you stay in remembrance, the iron aged night will end. You will go back with the Father and then go into the day. This is a wonderful pilgrimage. Question. Why do you children desire to go to heaven? Answer. Because you know that when you go to heaven, all other souls will also benefit by being able to return home to the land of peace. You do not have greed for going to heaven, but are making a great deal of effort to establish heaven. So you will surely become the masters of that heaven. However, you do not have any other desire. Human beings desire to have a vision of God, whereas God Himself is teaching you. Song. O traveler of the night, do not be weary. The destination of the dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. You children understand the meaning of travelers of the night number-wise according to your efforts. If you children continue to spin the cycle of self-realization and stay in remembrance, you become able to understand that you have come very close to the day, that is to heaven. It has been explained to you children that this is an unlimited day and night. It is called the unlimited night of Brahma. The name mentioned in the scriptures is very beautiful. It is not called the night of Lakshmi and Narayan. No, it is said the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. Lakshmi and Narayan ruled there in the golden age. The world cycle definitely has to turn. The kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan will definitely come again in the golden age. After the golden age, the silver, copper, and iron ages will definitely follow. So, there will definitely be the same rulers again in the golden age. It is only Shiv Baba who gives you children this knowledge through Brahma. This is why only you have this knowledge of the world cycle. The deities do not have it. This cycle turns around in the intellects of you Brahmins. This is why the name, the Night of Brahma and the Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris is used. You are now moving towards the day. The Golden Age is called the day and the Iron Age is called the night. You children know that your pilgrimage takes place at the confluence of the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. You are sitting in the Iron Age, but your intellects are there. The soul understands that he has to leave his body and return to the Father. You will leave your bodies at the end, when you have reached your destination, that is, when the Father stops teaching you yoga. The Father will continue to teach you until you have completed your studies. You children stay in remembrance of the Father. While you stay in such remembrance, the night will come to an end and you will return with the Father. You will then go into the day. This is your wonderful pilgrimage. The Father establishes the day for you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. The day, that is, the golden age, is now about to come. Now that you are sitting in the night of the Iron Age, you have to remember the Father continually. The Father has explained that everyone definitely has to die. People ask, when will we die? When will destruction take place? You have seen destruction in divine visions, and you will definitely see it with your physical eyes. You will see with your physical eyes the establishment which you have had visions of. Mainly, it was Brahma, the one whose day and night has been praised, who had visions of destruction and establishment. Therefore, whatever has been seen in divine visions will definitely happen in a practical way. The visions that you had on the path of devotion were seen in divine visions too. You also see these in divine vision. You no longer desire anything. Sannyasi's desire to see the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Here, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, sits and teaches you himself. You desire to go to heaven. You children understand that when you are in heaven, everyone else will also benefit. You children now know that the unlimited Father, the seed, who is the creator of the human world, knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of the tree. We know that Father and his inheritance. With other trees, you can tell whether a tree is a mango tree. Firstly, the seed is sown. Then, two or four leaves emerge and then the tree begins to grow. That seed is non-living. This Father, however, is the living seed of the human world tree. He is called the Knowledgeful One. You children know that this is a school where you receive this knowledge. You are also studying yoga. By studying this, you become princes and princesses in the future. Souls definitely have to become pure. Although all are now impure, if you were to tell them that they are impure, they would not believe it. They say that even in the land of Krishna, people cause sorrow for one another, that Kans and Ravan, etc., existed there. Only those who give happiness to one another can be called pure. No one causes sorrow for anyone in heaven. There, the lion and the lamb drink water together from the same pool. They do not hurt anyone. However, hardly anyone understands these things. Whatever scriptures they have studied, it is those things that remain in their intellects. Worshippers of the deities slap themselves. Hindus slap themselves by defaming their deities. Christ and Buddha, etc., are praised a great deal, whereas Hindus have defamed the deities. This is defamation of religion. In the Gita, it says, "Whenever there is irreligiousness and unrighteousness, I come." Even Bharat's name is mentioned. It is Bharat that becomes corrupt and elevated. Lakshmi and Narayan were the most elevated. Degraded and corrupt human beings bow down to elevated ones. Although sannyasis remain pure, they do not know God. Instead, they call themselves God. All other gurus, etc., are impure and also indulge in vice. Those who are vicious are called impure and they bow down to pure ones. They adopt sannyasis as their gurus in the hope of being made pure like them. Nowadays, hardly anyone becomes a sannyasi, and so, what is the benefit of making a householder your guru, since he himself, that is the guru, is impure? However, there is some praise for the new souls that come. When people have a son or receive money, they become happy. On seeing this happen, they all follow the same guru. In fact, people adopt a guru in order to receive salvation. Therefore, it should definitely be a person who has renounced the five vices and becomes pure who is needed for that. Otherwise, what benefit could someone attain by adopting a householder as his guru? However, there are big householder gurus who have thousands of followers. Once someone takes a guru, that guru's throne continues. His followers wash his feet and drink the water. That is called blind faith. Although people sing, "O God, you are the stick for the blind," they do not understand the meaning of that. It is Maya, Ravan, who makes you senseless and blind. Everyone has become one with a stone intellect. This is why the Father says, "I come and tell you the essence of all the scriptures." The example of Narad is given. He was told to look at his own face and see if he was worthy of marrying Lakshmi. Lakshmi will exist in heaven. You now understand that you are making effort to marry Lakshmi or Narayan in the future. That example belongs here. Although their faces are those of human beings, their characters are like those of monkeys. The Father says, Look at your own face. People tell you that you are greedy by wanting to become the masters of the world. You should explain to them, but we are making the whole world into heaven. Since we are making so much effort, surely we should become the masters of the world. After all, someone has to rule. Baba has explained that the first and biggest enemy is lust. It causes human beings sorrow from its beginning, through the middle, to the end. That is your bitter enemy for half a cycle. Although there is happiness and sorrow in the drama, there is also someone who takes you into sorrow, and that is Ravan. For half a cycle, there is the kingdom of Ravan. Only you children know these things, but you are number wise. Just see, they say that Shankar and Parvati live on the Kailash mountain. Even the president, etc., go to Amarnath on the Kailash mountain. However, they don't even understand where Shankar and Parvati came from. Was it because Parvati was in degradation that the story of immortality was related to her? There is no question of degradation in the subtle region. People go stumbling so far on the path of devotion. Human beings have to experience sorrow, and any attainment they do receive is only temporary. What type of attainment is that? They remain pure for as long as they are on a pilgrimage. Some cannot live without alcohol, and so they take a bottle of alcohol with them hidden away. How could that be called a pilgrimage? There is so much filth there, don't even ask. Vicious human beings even indulge in vice there. Human beings don't have knowledge, and so they think that devotion is good, and that they will meet God by performing worship. For half a cycle, you have to stumble around on the path of devotion. When the devotion of half the cycle ends, God comes. Baba feels mercy for you. It is not that you attain God by performing devotion. If that were so, why do they call out to God? Why do they remember Him? At that time, they don't understand that they can meet God. If someone has a vision of Sri Krishna by performing worship, he thinks that he has found God and have become a resident of paradise. They have a glimpse of Sri Krishna, and that's it. It is as though they have gone to the land of Sri Krishna. However, no one actually goes there. There is a great deal of blind faith on the path of devotion. You children have now understood all of this. The father comes in an ordinary body. This is why he has to take so many insults. Otherwise, if it were not this body, which body would he enter? He could not be insulted in Sri Krishna's body. It is not possible for Sri Krishna to enter the impure world to purify it. They don't even call Sri Krishna the purifier. Human beings don't even understand who the purifier is or how he comes. This is why people cannot trust anything. How he enters the body of Brahma is not mentioned in the scriptures. They say that the sun and moon dynasty religions are established through the mouth of Brahma. They then forget when and how that happens. Prajapita Brahma definitely has to be here at the confluence of the cycles. Only then could the new world of Brahmins be created. Human beings are completely confused. You have to show them the path. The father comes and does such great service. You understand that you have been continually becoming worse than monkeys because of the five vices. We were deities, and just look what we have become. The father comes and makes such ones elevated again. Therefore, how much should you love the father? Is the father telling you this, or is it Dada? Many children do not even know this. The father says, think, is it possible for me to be present in this chariot all the time? That is not possible. I come to do service. Baba heard the news that someone had asked, "Is it possible for human beings to give anyone happiness? Is this in the hands of human beings?" Then someone else replied, "No, only God can give happiness to people. Nothing is in the hands of human beings." Then a child said, "No, it is human beings who give happiness. It is human beings who do everything. Nothing is in the hands of God." "Oh, but you don't give anything." "Everything is in God's hands." You should explain that everyone has to follow Srimad. No one can give happiness without the elevated instructions of the Supreme Father. You should not consider yourselves to be great. We are making the whole world into heaven by following Srimad. Just look what huge mistakes some children make. People say that it is in the hands of God, whereas Brahmakumars and Brahmakumaris say that it is in the hands of human beings. In fact, it is in the hands of the Father. You cannot do anything without Srimad. People have totally become worth not a penny. The Father says, "Ravan makes you human beings into those with stone intellects. I come and make you into those with divine intellects." All praise should go to the Father. We are following Srimad. No one except God can make human beings elevated. Acha, to the mouth-born creation of Brahma, the jewels of the Brahman clan, the spinners of the discus of self-realization, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Papdada. The spiritual father says Namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, "Padam guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti."
Essence for Dharana. 1. Our hearts should have true love for the Father, the one who does so much service and who makes us into such elevated deities. Give happiness to everyone like the deities do. 2. Constantly praise the one Father. Don't consider yourself to be great. Blessing. May you be an easy yogi and while playing your part in serving, stay detached from that part and stay loving to the Father. Some children say that they are sometimes able to have yoga and sometimes not. The reason for this is their lack of detachment. Because of not being detached, they are unable to experience love, and where there is no love, there is no remembrance. The more love you have, the easier your remembrance will be. Therefore, do not play your part on the basis of your relationships, but play your part in terms of your relationship in serving, and you will then remain detached. Be detached like a lotus flower from the atmosphere of the old world and be loving to the Father, and you will become an easy yogi. Slogan: A jnani, that is enlightened soul, is one who merges the word reasoned and finds a solution to every situation. Acha, Om Shanti.